Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's 9:30 in 716.
You can't turn on the radio, watch a TV newscast, or click on a news site without hearing about calls for defunding police.
Defund the police is not the way to go.
I don't want to defund police.
Without law and order and keeping people safe, we don't have much.
Defund police means exactly that. And don't let these radical progressives lie.
The actual context of defunding the police is completely up to the source you're getting it from. It can mean anything from actually getting rid of police departments to simply changing the way they operate and restructuring their funding to allow for that. President Donald Trump has referred to himself as touting the law and order approach to demonstrations over the death of George Floyd. But even some Republicans in Congress are quickly, if quietly, trying to craft legislation to change police practices and accountability. The burst of legislative activity in the Republican ranks is an abrupt turnaround after years of black deaths at the hands of law enforcement. It comes as the president lashes out at activists who want to defund the police. Democrats have unveiled the most sweeping police overhaul in years. The issue was put to the candidates running in next Tuesday's special and GOP primary elections for NY27 on WBEN's Hardline program with Joe Beamer and Brenda Alacy.
I don't want to defund police. I've never said that or even talked about it. I do believe we have a problem in our country.
On the Democratic side, Nathan McMurray is facing off against Chris Jacobs in the special election for NY27.
And you can't ignore it. Listen, I'm a business person. Every contract has two sides. And when trust is broken, it's very difficult to fix. And you have a situation in our country now, and unless we restore trust, we're not going to see an end to these protests. So I'm committed to working with both our police enforcement and also our communities to restore trust and bring back some civility to our country.
It's a very disturbing thing the calls for defund.
Republican New York State Senator Chris Jacobs weighs in, echoing opposition and standing firmly in support of law enforcers in his platform.
And calls to disarm the police. And I would say, my opponent, Nate McMurray, has been aligned with a lot of the people who have been advocating for that. And Nate's talked about how he liked when he went to China that they didn't have firearms. So I disagree. I think that we need a funded police force. And frankly, many of our police forces have been underfunded and need more resources. And I'm just shocked what is happening in Minneapolis. That the council is unanimously voting to defund. I mean, Minneapolis is an enormous city. That is very dangerous. And I hope it doesn't happen for the safety of the citizens. But even New York now, I hear they were talking about cutting $1 billion out of a New York City budget, police budget. That would cause 3,000 police officers to be laid off. I think that this is very dangerous. And, certainly the tragedy that happened with George Floyd, the horrific murder, I think every American was shocked by that, sickened by that, and that individual needs to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, as those other three law officers who did nothing need to. And it, the argument could be made there's a problem in that police department and there needs to be a full investigation top to bottom. But that doesn't mean there's 800,000 police officers in this country. We cannot generalize and say they are all inherently racist. I mean, the majority of police officers are good people who go to work every day with the best interest in serving their people. And, you know, as a person who, my grandfather was a Bluffville police officer and Erie County Sheriff, you know, I was just raised to respect what they do. It's a very, very difficult job. And without law and order and keeping people safe, we don't have much.
Well, I mean, I'm 100% against defunding the police.
Beth Parlato is one of the Republicans running in the NY27 primary and unapologetically stands behind police and police departments.
And when this first started, this, you know, hashtag defund the police in this movement, so to speak, I've now held 2 town halls. And I've addressed it at both my town halls, and I am absolutely outspoken against it. It makes no sense. It's so illogical. I mean, the police are the ones that, you know, they run into danger. They're not running out of danger. We absolutely need the police. We cannot have, you know, a lawless, chaotic society. My personal opinion is I think it's a lot of a talk, and it's got a lot of steam right now, but I do not believe it's going to go anywhere because it's completely illogical, and it cannot happen. And there's no way, you know, that these cities and towns across the country are going to get that bipartisan support to defund the police. We need the police. And in Congress, you know, that's exactly what my position would be. I know Senator Scott, he's in the Senate, U.S. Senator from South Carolina. He's presenting and proposing, along with some other senators, some reforms to look at, which I think are a good idea, but defund the police is not the way to go.
Well, while my opponents are doing nothing but attacking each other and ripping each other's throats out, I'm the only person talking about this really important issue and what I'm going to do in Congress, running positive ads about the importance of fully funding police.
Erie County Comptroller Stefan Mihailu, also opposed to defunding police, takes aim at progressives in his criticism of the notion.
I mean, look, these radical anarchists are attacking police officers in the streets. They're burning down buildings. They want lawlessness. And I refuse to be quiet while the shining city on the hill that brought my immigrant family here is burned from within. And so by definition, defund police means exactly that. And don't let these radical progressives lie. They're lying when they say, oh, we just want to divert funds away from police and towards social justice. That is wrong, and it's a lie. These radical progressives want to defund police, and I think that's wrong. And when I go to Congress, I'm going to make sure that we fully fund law enforcement. And I've been the only candidate who's got the guts to stand up and fight for the Buffalo Police Department and fight for all members of law enforcement. And so I think it's an incredibly important issue. And while my opponents are launching nasty negative attack ads against each other, I'm the only one above the fray and talking about what I'm going to do in a positive way to fund our police and to lead America to a better place.
Both the special election between Jacobs and McMurray and the GOP primary between Jacobs, Parlato, and Mihailu is next Tuesday, the 23rd. Early voting is underway. Polls open all day on the 23rd.
That's 9:30 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.